is just not worth it, honey. This is Nancy Pelosi's message this week on impeaching Trump. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. You can find us each week on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Firstly, wanted to talk budget. Trump proposing this week a record-breaking $4.7 trillion budget for 2020, including an increase in military spending, big cuts to education, environmental protection and social safety nets, and, of course, an additional $8.6 billion for construction of the wall. A first thought, Ed?
Surprise! Military spending, I think, is a difficult one for the Democrats because people want to protect the military. And most of that spending actually goes for the Veterans Administration, not to current soldiers. And the wars are rolling down. The military doesn't really need this money. On the others, there's no chance in H that any of this will be passed. The Republicans can't go into 2020 having cut Social Security, having reduced welfare programs, and the like. He knows none of this will work, but he's creating this war path. Here's what I'm for. Here's what they're for. And I think the Democrats in the House have more than enough votes to defeat this. But what they have to do is start putting positive stuff on the board and on the agenda. And that's what they're doing.
As you say, I mean, Trump promised no cuts to the safety net programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid when he was running for president. A $1.9 trillion cut proposed in the budget. And we know the people that would be hurt by that kind of cut would be Trump voters.
Yes, they would be particularly hurt. But interestingly enough, in most of Trump's states, the people are voting in an interesting way. They're the very ones at the state level vote for universal health care programs, like the extension of Medicare. So all the kind of entitlement programs at the state level, they'd vote for them to get federal funds to fund them. There's a disconnect here. People think the state's doing this, not the federal government. And Trump is protecting us, as it were. This big lie will be out soon. But the Democrats have to fight this with a big truth.
What are the Democrats going to look for in a turn? I mean, the Democrats, they're calling this budget dead on arrival, so probably we're not going to see a great deal of movement in the Trump agenda. But, you know, they've got some negotiation room, surely.
Well, what I think the Democrats are beginning to do, and this makes sense, they just passed an act that would forbid all the political money coming into campaigns. And that passed overwhelmingly. And it'll keep out people like this Florida guy and so forth, where you could buy into seeing the president. It will require the president and vice president to disclose all of their funds and their income tax. And it would prevent big donors from monopolizing the giving situation by limiting the amount of donors. This passed overwhelmingly. It has overwhelming support. The other thing that can pass is probably universal Medicare. And that has support among a lot of Republicans who see this as the cheap way out. Give everybody 1950s health care and then have them buy insurance on top of this. The third thing is there's going to be something like ACS's bill, Ocasio's bill. Her bill for green, the Green New Deal, really is what I would call an infrastructure bill, and require the building of a lot of infrastructure. Infrastructure does an awful lot for the economy. And so I think that's a protector of jobs, and the United States needs that because, you know, the jobs have been going down. So the U.S. needs some kind of a program that protects the average person and their job. And I think that's going to get a lot of attention. It's going to be well-funded and needs to be. So I think the Democrats are on the right course here, and we'll see in the next couple of weeks and months, but Trump has given them a nice platform.
Mm. Speaking of dead on arrival, the wall, negotiations in the Republican Party trying to get some Republicans back on Trump's side for the emergency wall declaration. And we could see, I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to work out successfully for them, but we could see a permanent reduction in presidential emergency powers put on the table. Any thoughts?
Well, I think this is a very dangerous game for the Democrats and the Republicans. But I think there'll be some compromises here because the emergency powers should need to be there in case there's a flood or a war or something like this. But for a wall, this won't make it. Again, this is grandstanding. And the steam seems to have run out on that. The wall is not getting any conversation. The number of people coming across the wall, not getting a wave now from any place. So I think this may be dead on arrival.
Headline grabber this week, Nancy Pelosi has said on impeaching Trump, he's just not worth it. Now, it's smart. We've spoken about this before, that running in 2020 on impeaching Trump would be a loser. It's too divisive. But on the wording, some have said, well, if Trump has broken the law, if he is a traitor to his country, if these things are made undeniable, will it be worth it protecting the laws and standards of the U.S. then?
Well, what she said was, we can impeach him now, but if some really awful stuff comes out, let's consider. But let's not waste our time discussing this now. Let's wait for the Mueller report. Let's wait for more evidence. And if that comes out, fine, let's go for it. But the American people have to be on side here. Mm-hmm. We can't start talking about impeachment when we haven't talked about what we're going to do for the American people. That makes sense to me.
And it goes towards, as we say, what they're looking at running in 2020. They've really got to run on something other than being the anti-Trump party.
That's right. And I think Trump is kind of a game that's played itself out now. Being anti-Trump has really hit its nadir. No more anti-Trump stuff is going to help the Democrats. They've got the most out of that they can. They've got to start thinking about, what are we going to do? Who's our party going to be? Don't focus on the president. Focus on policies.
Again, speaking of which, Trump is involved in another grubby little scandal with Li Yang, owner of several Florida massage parlors, inverted commas there, and a Trump donor claiming she could secure access to Trump for a price, mostly it would seem to Chinese executives. Anything in this?
Sounds pretty normal to me. What's new here? They're not going to the Trump Tower. That's what's new here. This is the same kind of grubby stuff we've had in the past. Unfortunately, with many of outside people who set up these kinds of things, the chances are she would take their money and they wouldn't get any access. They might see somebody low level in the White House, but nothing a big deal. This can be expected, really. But it's just Trump doesn't need this. The nation doesn't need this at all.
Dreamers are back in the spotlight for the immigration debate. Democrats looking to extend protection as promised. What's happening?
Well, the Dreamers have always been, I think, the real card here. If the Dreamers get their security, then Trump probably gets his wall and a whole lot of things. It seems to me there are three steps here. First, the Dreamers. Secondly, a comprehensive immigration act that actually does something to invite people in who have skills. The third is shut off the back door for immigration. Just showing up won't do anymore. You have to go to an American embassy or something like that. So the United States has to take in immigrants. These immigrants are the fuel for the high-tech industries and many other industries. Can you imagine having bacon on the table without somebody from Mexico? So I think we're going to get closer here. And as 2020 gets closer, the Senate has to start turning around because they know they can't get across this bridge with Trump.
Paul Manafort this morning has been sentenced to an additional 3.5 years on conspiracy charges, bringing the total time Trump's former campaign chairman is looking at behind bars to 7.5 years right now. But more interestingly, news also came through. He's been indicted in New York on state charges. which we have spoken about before, cannot be pardoned by one Donald Trump. What's the latest?
Well, we talked about this some months ago, that if Manafort didn't get a hard sentence and looked like it was possible that a pardon wouldn't come, then New York would move in. That's exactly what's happening. New York has been following these courses, court cases, and the Southern District has. So New York is really just picking up. Mueller has got the president's team nailed. What was that movie called? All the President's Men? Well, all the President's Men and maybe a few women are going to jail.
And just finally, across the pond, Brexit. My God, Ed, Theresa May, she can't get a deal. She can't get a no deal. She is a reduced and sad figure in that parliament, croaking away with her barely audible voice, trying to restore order. I can't see how this one's going to end at this point.
Well, they're going to withdraw. And then I think after the withdrawal, and it hurts, there's going to be a new vote. And the new vote, I think, will pretty convincingly pass because people don't like to be hurt economically, and it's already hurting. A lot of firms have moved out of the country. The British have nothing really to export. They don't make Land Rovers anymore. They barely make aircraft engines. They don't make airplanes anymore. So what have they got to export? What they have to export is financial stuff and services. And the Europeans can effectively block them on that. So I think when Google is deciding to set up its headquarters in Germany or in southern France, this tells you an awful lot that Great Britain is not a trading partner and they're going down the tubes. Will this hurt the United States? In the short run, it'll hurt it will help the U.S. dollar because the British pound sterling will go down. And there won't be any other currency that's really strong. And we have to add to this the Chinese dilemma. The Chinese are now effectively playing the world trade game. And Brexit is a big help to them. So watch this space.
US of It is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.